Raymond Ray.
Yeah, you can tell him it's in regards to financing debt. So yeah, before you go to
So dispatch, this is Brian, how can I help you?
Yeah, hey Brian, is Ray in?
He is not. He's actually at a doctor's appointment right now. Could I help you?
Oh, at a doctor's appointment. Yeah, is there normally a good time to catch him over there, or is it kind of just hit and miss?
You know, the best thing to do is just, leave a number and name, and that way we can send it to Ray, and he can try and contact you as soon as he can. Him making it in the physical office as a tow driver is...
I understand that one there. That's a long shot. But just to verify, my name's Kyle. I'm calling up here with Cardiff. He does handle most of the financing with you guys, right?
What's this in regards to? Is this in regards to his truck coming over to our company's name?
No. This is just us following up here on a few equipment offers.
Okay.
But I have...
I'm the CEO of the company. I own the company.
Okay.
He works for me. He had Arrowhead Towing. I have Room Towing. And unfortunately, Arrowhead Towing wasn't going so well, so he just came in with me, and he now works for me.
Oh, okay, nice. How long ago did that happen there?
This has happened since it was right before or right around the 4th of July.
Right around the 4th of July. Okay.
I took a $40,000 hit, but I was going to keep limping on, and he had a bunch of contracts, but he was going down, so he brought his contracts over to me. That gave him a job with me.
Oh, okay.
Therefore, we're running now kind of together, but, I mean, he's my employee.
Okay, yeah, definitely. And you said, I didn't catch that, there was a little staticky, Rim Towing, like R-I-M?
Yep, like yeah. Rim of the World. Rim
yeah.
Of the World Towing.
Okay, definitely, Rim Towing. And, again, what was your name? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Brian Allison.
Brian Allison.
This company.
Okay, definitely. Well, Brian, it's nice to meet you. My name's Kyle. I spoke with Ray a few times in the back when he ran Arrowhead, and we were trying, I think we had bid on a couple pieces of equipment over there and ended up losing out once or twice, I believe. But you guys looking to bring on any new trucks or anything along those sorts coming up?
It might be in my near future. We did a lot of AAA and CHP and Sheriff work, and AAA, you know, back in 2000, paid about $6 to $8 a mile to their contractors. Now they only pay $3.
Oh, wow.
The gas prices have gone up. So a lot of people have been dropping out from them like me. So I'm going more into the PPI business and kind of getting rid of a bunch of my AAA stuff.
Okay.
I sold off a lot of my flatbeds. That was just... prior to coming into business with him to try and recover my losses from my hits.
Okay.
And now we're looking at probably going into some, autoloader style trucks.
Autoloader, okay.
Short cab autoloaders.
Definitely. And so how long were you over there just in rim towing? How long have you been doing that?
Before I started from the ground up 5 years ago.
Okay, 5 years ago. Nice. And you already really kind of acquired another company with, it sounds like, quite a few contracts there that probably benefited you quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, we kept picking up more and more contracts, and then once we had everything, we kind of looked at it all and said, well, you know, this is kind of just a bunch of smoke up your ass. And so we blew off a few of the contractors like AAA that we used to contract with. I'm still currently on CHP and Sheriff's rotation.
Okay.
So I maintain one flatbed and one recovery truck in order to run with them. And I have a 2011 King Cab four-wheel drive F550.
Okay.
With the 610 Century medium-duty bed on it.
Oh, yeah, right on.
We kind of get it on up here in the snow with that.
Yeah, I bet. That's awesome there. And so you guys are probably all over the place with the CHP contract, right?
Sorry, just a second. Someone just hit me up. What was that again?
No, yeah, no worries. I said you guys are probably stay pretty busy with the CHP contracts, huh?
Well, we're up here in the mountains. It's a rural area, so like right now we're getting, you know, 1 to 2, maybe 3 cars in a month, which is kind of bullshit. But as soon as the snow starts hitting the ground and we got tourists from L.A. or San Diego or Orange County or wherever coming up here that have no clue about driving the snow, all of a sudden we have 135 calls lined up in the first hour, and we just start moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so you guys are pretty set up. How many guys you got over there on the team now with both after bringing on Arrowhead?
We've got 9 of us.
Okay, oh yeah, wow. So and you guys are all drivers too, or?
We have drivers mainly, and then we have two different people that are spotters that are our PPIs. They walk in on the properties, check them all out first, find us our cars that are in violation, take pictures, get signatures from security, and then as soon as they're clear, then our Reaper driver cruises in with the auto lift, grabs whatever they have to out. We have flatbeds standing by at a 15-off location, and we start loading up flatbeds, sending them off to the yards.
And, yeah, so you guys have quite the process.
Yeah, you know, so we'll have like a 3-man team, a flatbed driver, a Reaper driver, and a spotter that jam out, and that clears all this slow time when, you know, we're getting 1 to 3 CHP calls a month, and AAA was feeding $3 a mile, so cut AAA out, basically that filled that whole gap plus some. And now when we come into the winter, we can send a crew down the hill to maintain our properties while we send our wrecker truck, which doesn't do any kind of PPI work, and one of our flatbeds to just stay on the mountain and, you know, pull people out and all that good stuff.
Definitely. You guys got quite the setup over there. Sounds pretty foolproof and really efficient, too, at the same time. So you did mention, you know, you might have some needs coming up. You know what kind of equipment you might be looking at? Some new flatbeds or...
Be dead honest. I'll let you know who I am real quick. My uncle owns the Haas NASCAR team and Haas Formula One racing team, which is the only North American Formula One race team.
Yes, I know exactly who they are. That's right.
My last name's Allison. My grandpa invented the first automatic transmission on a man. So I have a very thorough background at believing wholeheartedly that anything stock is junk and everything needs to be modified. So therefore, what I've found in this industry after owning many a truck and going through a bunch of different fleet options is I really, really, really like the mid-90s 460 FI or EFI trucks, and I really, really, really like running the auto loader style bed. I hate Eagle Claws.
Okay.
The auto loader bed is bitchin'. So, I mean, I can even find myself a cab chassis of one of those mid-90s trucks for dime a dozen here.
Like, yeah.
I just built one, and I built it, the 460, with a bunch of parts from Summit Racing. I'm turning about 500 horsepower.
Oh, wow. That's it.
700 foot-pounds of torque. I got a 5-speed manual. It's a really light truck with an aluminum deck, so coming up the mountain and everything, I mean, it's a wheel turner.
Yeah, that thing sounds badass.
You know, like grabbing something like that, though. The motor, brand spanking new, with a 3-year unlimited mile warranty. $1,250.
Oh, wow.
If we go with the diesel, even in with an old 7.3, which is getting ready to get depleted and outlawed, just a set of injectors to cover all 8 holes is $2,000.
Oh, yeah, so that's...
My now look at cost and efficiency, I can slap a $1,250 motor in that thing every couple years or whatever. I'll go throw 300,000, 400,000 miles on it solid and then go for just over a G and slap a motor in. My 550 with the 6.7, when it loses the motor, it's $12,500 from a motor. It's a Ford-only motor. They don't even have people that rebuild.
Yeah.
All the newer stuff I'm really not that interested in. The only kind of thing I'd be interested in would be maybe a V10 gas-powered.
Okay.
If I went for a little newer truck. I usually try and keep my truck prices with the bed installed under $25,000.
Okay.
So, you know, if I have a bed and you've got me a really sweet bed that this guy's just, he ripped it off the cabin chassis, it hit a pole or something, but the bed's styling, now you want to sell me that bed for anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000, and then I can get a sweet deal on a truck, rip it down to the frame, rebuild it all up with the new motor and everything, and then slap that bed on it and have a solid runner. That would be my opportunity. opportunistic best case scenario. Now I know I don't always get what I want, and sometimes I have ready to rock and roll, and you know, it's a V10 and it's not some bullshit diesel that's going to be retarded on maintenance costs.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm down because I own diesels. I know what they bring.
Of course. And that, like you said, that 7.3, I mean, that's one of my favorite that's one of my favorite diesel motors of all time. My favorite, too, I actually have a 79 F-150, the old high boys, but it's a long bed, and I absolutely love that truck. It has a 351.
You would love mine.
Oh, I bet.
I've got a 79. It's a F-350 King Cab long bed that they only made two-wheel drive.
I know exactly what truck you're talking about.
It was the camper special. I swapped on a Dana 60 front end, dropped a four-wheel drive transfer case in it, and it's sitting currently at a 14-inch lift on 37-inch tires.
And yep, I'm on 35s with a 6.5-inch lift there, so I know exactly what you're talking about. How nothing is stock's not the way to go, and I completely, that's where I live my life there. So that is pretty awesome.
I got the twin beam homes that rotates out to the sides on it, so I can go up on the off-road trail, sit sideways, grab a tree above me, and grab the car below me, and just pull it up on the trail.
That is awesome. I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, it seems like you get to have some fun out there. That's pretty great to hear. Aside from this cool little tangent we got on here, you know, we can get you set up here on, you know, equipment needs of any sort, really. It's just a real simple process. And what the difference about us is from other larger banks is it's a real quick, easy process and usually a 24-48-hour turnaround on both, you know, approval and funding. So, and I know you like to, you know, build your own stuff and do it all like that. And really, with equipment financing, we can, that actually falls into most of that too, like bringing on a new motor, all that kind of stuff. And I know it's not a big out of expensive pocket there, but it's something we can help you with. And let me ask you this.
You guys have like a list of inventory of vehicles you have for sale currently?
Oh, well, actually, we don't, I'm more along the end of helping, we don't sell vehicles, we're just a business bank, so we help you, like, just get the straight finance. So if you found, say you found one of those trucks that was, you know, $25,000 all ready to go through, like, a private party that didn't offer financing, or even if they did, we have a match or beat policy, so you send us the invoice and, you know, an application, and we can give you an answer and rates within 24 hours, usually.
Okay.
That way, you don't have to, like, spend, you know, $25,000 out of pocket if there's no financing available.
Well, if you want, shoot me an email to rimoftheworldtowing@hotmail.com, and that way I can just keep you on file in one of my folders, so when I am looking to get something, I can think of you when it comes to financing.
Definitely, you know, and we pride ourselves really on that relationship that, you know, we obviously had a pretty good little talk here, and that's what we like to have with our customers over here is a simple, you know, you give me a call if you need something, and we can hook you up. You know, we're not here to make a whole bunch of money. We pride ourselves on the fact that we like to help, you know, smaller business owners, and you know, after 2008, a lot of the larger banks really didn't give two shits about, you know, the small and medium-sized businesses that needed money. So that's kind of where we came into play. And also, I did want to mention, we just so you can keep in mind, we also had working capital. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
To be dead honest, one of the reasons why Ray and I are together is because I do everything because I can make the money and afford it.
Okay.
I kind of was raised from an old school family, you know, think of money lit person before the 70s when you had to do things not on credit, but you had to do them on, what do you call it? My mind's blank right now.
No worries, happens to me all the time.
But, you know, you would put your money down, and then once you were done making your payments, then you actually got the item.
Of
so
course, yeah.
What I do is I'll start an extra account, throw money into it, and when I see it get high enough, then I can afford to buy something. So every single thing I own here at my company is free and clear. I have no loans currently.
Oh, well, that's impressive.
We're coming up right now on a giant bubble.
anybody who has loans is going to be in some shitty positioning.
Yeah, I do understand that one. So, well, at least you're in a good position there. I did just want to, you know, mention that both the programs we offer here, just in case something did pop up. I know, like you said, it's a shaky economy right now. So, something happens, I'd hate for you to be out of some cash when you can really take advantage of ours over here. But, yeah, I'll wrap up this email here. It'll kind of just have a rundown of what we could do for you, and if anything
like
pops
to
up.
Have a back, I always like to have that backdoor plan B possibility. You know, I just try not to pick it when I don't.
Oh, no, of course, and that's how most of our clients are here, is that they don't like this process at all, and, you know, and getting involved in it sometimes takes a lot of time, and that's where it comes in. You know, give me a call. It's probably not something you like to do, nor is it, you know, your favorite thing, so, and that's where we come in, take care of everything, and then really just make the process no sweat for you there. But I'll shoot you over the app right now and the stuff that we have, and whenever you get a second, go ahead and check that out. I will follow up with you maybe a couple times a quarter and just check in, chat for a minute, see how everything's going over there.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, man. You have a good one.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.